Welcome to Caring and Sharing, an annual holiday series on KUMD.
Every year, we bring you our Caring and Sharing holiday feature. It's an opportunity for us to introduce you to some of the nonprofits in the Northland that are doing such great work and helping people out. Find out not only what they give to the Northland, but what the Northland can give to them. Our guest this morning is Peggy Anderson. She is the executive coordinator of a group called Circle of Hope. Peggy, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
So talk about Circle of Hope. What is it that you give to the community?
Well, we're a licensed nonprofit, and we help breast cancer patients with their medical bills and their daily living expenses when they've had to quit work to receive treatment. We also help metastatic breast cancer patients. But more than that, we work on survivorship skills. We have activities like dragon boat racing and golf and bowling and walking and jumping and running and collecting and sewing and knitting. We do lots of things for our community.
Wow, no kidding. Well, talk a little bit more about how you help the breast cancer patients and the folks that are going through that experience. That financial piece has just got to be huge for their peace of mind.
It is. When you have to quit work and you need treatment and you can't work, your income is affected significantly. And so we will pay like rent and daily living expenses such as a gas and grocery card if they're not available through the hospital, utility bills. We pay medical bills that are related to breast cancer. And we pay for some prescription costs as well. It depends upon the situation. There's a variety of different things that we do pay for. Every patient is looked at as a case-by-case situation.
You've also made a whopping donation of over $10,000 for cancer research here at UMD. Wow.
Yes. Well, we do a lot with metastatic breast cancer patients. Just in the Northland alone, 29 women die per year. So we're very concerned about metastatic breast cancer research, and there's less than 8% in our country going to metastatic. It's one of the goals of the National Breast Cancer Coalition, which we are a member organization of.
Peggy, what do you need from the community? I mean, you guys are moving and grooving, and it might be difficult for folks to actually track you down, but once they do, what do you need from the community?
Well, we accept knitted and crocheted chemo caps, quilts, gently used clothing for our clothing sale at the end of March at the Coppertop Church. All year long, though, we collect the chemo caps because we've given out over 5,000 chemo caps to cancer centers, most of them locally, though.
Now, it seems like you've got a huge volunteer base again, but do you need volunteers to help with a lot of these activities?
We do. We have about 150 volunteers, but then remember that's spread out over many different activities from night runs to concerts to dragon boat racing to other events.
Now, what about cold hard cash? That really can, a nonprofit can usually make cold hard cash go a long way. And if you're trying to pay medical costs for folks, I would assume that anybody who wanted to write a check would not be turned down.
Right, and they would get a tax-exempt receipt because we are a 501c3. We have paid out over $164,000, more towards almost $165,000 to help breast cancer patients, and most of it has been local.
Well, Peggy, we'll get a link set up on our website, so if folks want to find out more information about Circle of Hope and they want to get in touch with you and see what they can do to help you in your mission, they'll be able to connect with you directly.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Peggy, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, bye now.
Our Caring and Sharing holiday series here on KUMD in its eighth year, we offer the opportunity for some local nonprofits to come on the air and talk about what they do for the community and then tell us what they need the community to do for them.